Ruben from Toronto, Ontario asks, what are the halachic issues if my sukkah has three perfect walls, but the last wall is a fence that is above 10 tefachim? However, the top of the fence is less than the height of the other three walls, creating a gap between the tzach and the top of the fence. Any partition as your fence, I assume that the fence has things going crosswise and vertical, not just one way, and then that wall is kosher if it's 10 tefachim high and it starts within 3 tefachim of the ground. That wall is considered like it goes all the way up to the heavens. And therefore, the fact that there's a gap between the shach and the top of the fence, as long as the wall is directly under the shach, or at least not more than 3 tefachim away from the shach, but preferably that if you had extended that wall up, it would intersect the shach, that's perfectly okay, and you don't have to close it up. If it would be in the other walls, in order that it should be a modest place where you can do private things and not be worried that everybody's peering into your sukkah, there may be an idea to cover it over with something. But since you have three perfect walls, and this is just a fourth wall, most probably you don't have to do anything. And as long as the fence is 10 tefachim high and starts within 3 tefachim of the ground, and the shach is directly over it, even if there's a big gap between the fence and the shach, is perfectly kosher.